We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The makers of the marshmallow treat Peeps recently announced that due to the coronavirus pandemic, they will not produce any candy during Halloween. So kids, if you want some Peeps this Halloween, you'll just have to eat the ones you never touched from last year.
Why are you here?
Today is a very special day.
Why is today a special day?
It's National Thank You Day.
I, for one, can't say thank you enough.
I can't thank you enough.
Well, I guess you can try.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Or should I say thank you?
Happy National Thank You Day.
How do you want to celebrate?
Say thank you.
I say thank you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank Kevin for all he does. We realize every time he goes on vacation and he leaves us alone, all he does. So thank you, Kevin.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you for listening and for being up this early. We appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to the show every single day. I can't believe it's only Tuesday.
I know, but you know, as we're thanking people, I do want to thank somebody for a gift. I came here with an unexpected in the mail. Opened it up and found this, Jen.
What?
A new mask for me that says, what? Jesus, Kevin!
That's amazing. Do you know who sent it?
I have no idea, but I thought that was the coolest thing. So that's now my new go-to face mask.
That is awesome. Oh my gosh. Why did we not think of that?
I don't know. It's brilliant.
We're not that smart.
Yeah. And we don't have Etsy. Oh, well. But thank you. I appreciate that. That's cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, I think you can, I think like Zazzle and a couple places you can go online and type in your own message and have it printed on a face mask.
Cool. Yeah.
So. You have Jesus Kevin.
Jesus Kevin!
I saw one early on and I should have had it printed out, but someone had a mask that said resting mask face. That I thought was so funny, but I just didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, well, and then the good folks at Fox 2 sent over a bunch of face masks for the Masked Singer, and they all have different, I don't know, characters that are going to be on the upcoming season.
You and Tim need to model those. Yeah, for real, and like, we need to post them on Instagram this morning.
That's fine, can do. When does that return? Is that this week?
Yes.
Gosh.
Maybe? No. October?
I don't know. You know, Dancing with the Stars being back last night, you know, seeing that there's a bunch of new, unusual, and different shows coming still, you know, even with the pandemic, you know, it's weird. Jeopardy returned yesterday.
Yeah.
With new rules and more space. So, it's bizarre, but, I mean, it's nice to see that there is new TV.
Yeah, I know. I watched all of Dancing with the Stars last night. Lance, did you watch it?
I watched it and am dumbfounded. That's why I couldn't speak.
Yeah. I have lots of thoughts on it. Lots of thoughts. But we watched the whole thing and...
Carol Baskin?
Oh, God. I should do what you do when you look at Salt and Smoke meets. Just go, ugh. And just make groans and audible noises. Yeah, a lot of it was, ugh. But we'll talk about it in Entertainment Schmig. Also, I have a little traffic thing early this morning for you.
Mm-hmm.
Lance, this is like missed connections and traffic in one. It's like, well, more looking for love in the loo. Americans say... they would not date someone who is an unsafe driver. More than half of people. And like one in five say they've ended things with a partner because of their driving habits.
Oh, watching them do a road rage?
High.
Yeah. I could
one
see that.
Five?
I could see that. You know, if, when you, as you're dating somebody and you see them fly off the handle out of nowhere, you'd be like, wait a minute, this is not what I bargained for.
One in five, though. That's a lot of angry drivers on the road.
Well, is it just angry drivers or are you ending a relationship because somebody's a bad driver?
Oh, a slow driver like Kevin.
Hey.
Slow driver, poor driver. I mean, there are some
slow
people.
Slow driver does not make you a bad driver.
That's all. Also very true.
It makes you late, but it does not make you bad.
Phil called out.
Oh, hi.
Oh. If you hadn't said anything, you'd have been okay.
There are a lot of bad drivers out there this morning.
Well, we know you're not a slow driver.
That's right.
I feel like you should give the traffic report since you're fresh off the road.
Yeah, things are good.
Things aren't as clear as they should be for this time of day. Things are moving along a little bit slow on 44. You things I'd like to change on Tucker as well. That's your traffic. Give hope. Give local.
No. You know, there's that sage advice of hit the road early.
Lance. What's early? You know, I mean, we could debate that for hours.
For you, Tim, early is, I don't know, 5:45.
Ooh, I was way out by 5. What? It's 5:45 now, isn't it?
No,
it's no, sir. No.
Oh. It's longer than I thought.
But your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is Home. 82 the high today, 61 now, and Lance Hildebrand with the field track.
Well, you know, Tim's talking about things he encountered on 44. I know he was slowed down by the porta potty in the roadway. That absolutely happened to Tim on the way. I mean, that's why.
Right near where I found the cash register yesterday.
Yeah. Porta potty today. What's the deal?
It's always something.
It's almost like Tim's throwing things in the road the night before so he can have a reason why he's late.
So to recap, Tim came back from Chicago without his laptop, without his iPad, but for some reason brought a porta potty that he threw out onto 44 earlier this morning.
Totally logical, Lance. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, let's connect.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Oh, Huey Lewis, we'll get to you a little bit later in this edition of Back in the Day.
Ooh, I love it already.
September 15th. Yeah, some TV and some music news that really kind of hit you hard this morning on this day. We'll go back 55 years to 1965, a classic show debuted on television, and it actually has a little bit of a Lance Hildebrand tie. Here's the theme.
Lost in Space.
Lost in Space, Lance.
And you know, what's interesting, that show had more than one theme song. It had at least two, if not three. They had changed it all the time.
Why, I wonder?
I don't know. It was, I do believe that one of the versions was, I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name. Who does all the famous orchestral movie themes?
John Williams.
John Williams.
Yes.
I think he did the last one.
Star Wars.
That was
guy?
Really, really early thing that he did.
And it's got a tie to you because you actually were part of the reboot in some small way when they did the movie years ago starring Matt LeBlanc and, I'm trying to think. William
Hurt. You voiced the toys, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of them. I did the Jupiter 2 spacecraft. I was the voice of that, and I was going to be the voice of the robot. But then the funny story was they used the original guy from the TV series, and then the really funny story was no one could tell the difference between him and me.
That guy.
They used him. I did it first, then he did it. Oh, we got to use this guy. And then they listened back, and it's like, we can't tell which one's which. But So we think they ended up using him.
Maybe.
I might be, but we think they ended up using the original guy.
Let's hear it.
Can we
Let's
get
hear
it, please?
Yeah.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even remember what I said.
Danger Will Robinson is what we're looking for.
Play the sound.
Oh, listen, there's one other thing.
Oh, wait.
That's not it. That was not me. That was not my audition.
Here, one more time.
Danger Will Robinson. Danger.
Wait, that was Lance?
No, that was the original.
Oh, well, can we hear you do it, please?
Now? 22
yes,
years
come
later?
On.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Danger Will Robinson. Danger.
Oh, nice, man. Nice.
By the way, that was the movie that knocked Titanic out of the number one spot, Lost in Space.
What's bizarre is the actual original series, when it debuted in 1965, it took place in the year 1997.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that debuted 55 years ago today. And then another show, and I kind of threw a little bit of that drop in there, debuted in 1971, 49 years ago. It was on NBC, and it is the first Hal Ketchum format detective series.
Oh, listen, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you about.
Columbo debuted, and that format where you know the killer, and then you just kind of watch the show and decide, oh, how is this guy going to catch him, was, you know, brought about because of Columbo. And I was kind of diving into some of the Columbo, you know, mystique and all the stuff, all the cool guest stars that were on that show over the years, from people like Johnny Cash to, Oscar winners, as it moved on. And it started out as a movie mystery, and then it continued then into a series. Like every couple of weeks, you would have a Columbo mystery.
Yeah, diving into Columbo was a sentence I didn't think I was going to hear today.
The movie mystery thing, that was like a rotating cast of like two or three different, one of them was a thing called the Snoop Sisters.
The Snoop Sisters?
Yeah, it was two elderly ladies who solved crimes together.
Ooh, sign me up.
Columbo was the one that was big for them.
Yeah, that was the one that made it.
Yes, and ran again from NBC, then became the mystery movie for years, you know, almost 20 years later on ABC. So that happened on this date, and then I teased it 37 years ago. Perhaps the best Huey Lewis album was released because Sports came out.
They say the harder rock and roll is to be. And from what I see, I believe them. Now the other may be better treated. But the harder rock and roll, harder rock and roll is to be.
Heart of Rock and Roll, Heart and Soul, I Want a New Drug, all on that album. And of course, it inspired American Psycho.
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own.
Oh, God.
Jim Dale.
The funny thing is, that's a very accurate description of early Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
He nailed it.
He did. I know.
Patrick Bateman, is that his name? I never cared for that movie when it came out.
Yeah, but it's become like a cult classic now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all that because of today, September 15th. Back in the day.
Slow day in history.
Am I right?
I don't
hardly.
All right, well, we'll let you and Lance and Kevin are going to have their own breakout room to discuss old-timey stuff. And
are pants required?
Yeah, but first, Lance with traffic.
All right, westbound 270 before McDonald Boulevard, we've got a stall. That's in the right-hand lane, or at least partially in the right-hand lane. They did pick up that road work coming out of downtown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she loves you when I call. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I should be running. Ooh, you keep me coming for ya.
198, it is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. And on National Thank You Day, we want to say thank you again for listening. And also, like, you woke up. Thanks for waking up and turning on the radio and listening to us. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
If you woke up for us, we really appreciate it.
I'm just saying, like, it's sometimes you need, sometimes the simplest motivation is you're awake. You made it to another day. Mm. That's what I was trying to say.
We're here for you.
Not just thanks for waking up.
but also thanks for waking up. So, 15th, day my lease ends. So, I spent yesterday at the apartment clearing out stuff. Oh, wow. I got to go back today. I've really drawn this thing out. When you have a lot of stuff, guys, even if your apartment is small, it takes a long time. Mm-hmm. And delicate things, guys. You got to wrap everything. There's bubble wrap all over the place. There was a large pile of things to give away. Problem is, the apartment's finished now, so now the things to give away have to come to the house where hopefully they'll be given away, but secretly they'll never be given away. I'll just keep them in the basement.
That was your plan all along. Mm-hmm.
It was not. No, and some of them I would like to get rid of, but we'll see. I'm going to take... There's a large giveaway pile. Some of the things, it's sort of like they... For my own peace of mind, for my own dysfunction, I need to offer to friends and family first because it's like I need these things to have a good home. You guys will accumulate a few things or at least be offered a few things. I have a Brian Jordan bobblehead for Jen.
You mean Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
Learned who Brian Jordan was last week.
A few things I put aside. But
we should use our Facebook page. Maybe we can sell some of them. Make you a little extra money.
Yeah, well, or give it to charity because I put other people first.
Well, the money could go to charity, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, what did I say?
No, you said to charity.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was just saying you could profit off of it.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. So yeah, more to do today, but man, it's an end of an era. I get very attached to places, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And any homes I lived in, whether I have good memories or bad memories or even offices, you know, I was at my old company for less than a year and like leaving there was really hard for me.
Yeah.
Seriously. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I get it. Listen, when we moved from our last move and the last move I'll ever make, because our last move was so awful, was from Glendale to Glendale. We moved like not even a half a mile, like a quarter of a mile to a slightly bigger house. And
slightly. Seven more floors that we didn't have before.
Exactly. Right? Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. I drive by my old house almost every day, and like I'm just still a little sad.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that was like that was the house we first brought Finn home. Like we had one of our dogs there. Like we just had so many good first memories there. After a decade, it is for sale.
Oh, really?
Ooh. I just saw a for sale sign.
Oh, no, you going to buy it just like my in-laws did?
Buy it and move it.
Yeah, I don't know. The kids would have to share a bedroom, but other than that.
You can't just expand down the road? Isn't that what you guys do?
Knock it off. I am so curious to see what it looks like.
Quarters, exactly, yeah.
I'm Myers so West. To see what it looks like inside, though. Knock it off. Yeah, like Kevin's in-laws.
Hey, that's what my mother-in-law did.
Maybe Ryan can move to that smaller house, and we can meet up for lunch in between every day.
Jen, that's what they did. The house that my wife and her brother grew up in came up on the market in Jerseyville, and Sarah's mom was like, you know what? I want to buy it. It's a good deal. That's where I raised my family. Mm-hmm. I want to be back there. I want to live there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she did. And it saved their marriage. Their marriage is fine.
No.
I'm sure it doesn't hurt the marriage being in two different places.
It's it always makes me laugh, though, because it's like it's the townhouse and the country house, and it's like it's 15 minutes. Is it really a city? Is it really that far? Did you really need
it? Do they call it that, the townhouse?
The townhouse and the country house. Oh.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
So, Jen,
why are you giving me a hard time about eight floors with Kevin's in-laws over here? Hey.
Because it's not Kevin.
So you'll legitimately have a townhouse and a country house, and I have two floors.
You'll go see it, though, right, when there's open house and stuff?
I'm curious. So there was a story back in the day where we had just moved, and we forgot to grab something off the satellite dish. We had to return to the satellite company, or we owed them like $300. So Ryan had to go back in the house a month or two after we moved and climb up on the roof and get this chip. He went inside once, and then he had to go back and grab a ladder or whatever. And I said, oh, I'll go with you. And he's like, no, you don't want to go. Apparently, they had, like, redone everything.
Mm.
And he said I would be too sad.
And have the same people lived there for the 10 years?
I think so.
Wow.
I'm not sure, but I've never seen a for sale sign.
I picture there being an open house and you going just by yourself to walk through and the agent's greeting people. And she's like, there's a tall crying woman in the dining room somewhere. She has not come with the house. Don't worry. Police are on their way.
and Schmig is up.
When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk. You're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Let's get down to Dancing with the Stars. Who watched it last night?
I missed it.
I watched it.
You watched it. I watched the whole thing. Who's your favorite dancer?
That's tough. I think I had my biggest takeaway was I thought the scoring was very uneven.
It was all over the joint. Like, AJ McClain came out. He was the first dancer, and he crushed it. And he got a 16 or something. No, he got an 18, I think.
I thought Nelly was pretty good, and he did not get good scores.
He's fourth from the bottom. He did an Ozzie Smith backflip.
What?
Yep. Really?
Whoa.
I don't know if you noticed it. We actually rewound it because they showed, after his routine was over and he did the backflip, they showed some of the other contestants and pro dancers up in the balcony.
Yeah.
And there were some, like, mouths hanging open at that. And it was pretty impressive.
They were booing when he got his scores because they thought he was...
Scored low.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got ripped off.
So, like, I'm watching this, and they come out strong. AJ McClain. Couple big stars, too. And some good dancers. And then in the middle, it's like... It totally makes sense when they're plotting this out. Like, we got to start strong, right? AJ McClain. Couple people. Then we're going to put the people who are... You don't know who they are in the middle. That's going to take up an hour and 45 minutes of this 2-hour program. And then at the end, last two dancers, Nelly and then Carol Baskin.
Oh, and they put Baskin last.
Yeah.
Because everybody wanted to see it.
And after I watched Baskin, so terrible.
Baskin was bad.
Oh, so bad.
Well, remember we talked about, wow, they're coming right out of the box with her doing Eye of the Tiger. It's like, how long is she going to be on this show? And you saw it last night. Probably not very long.
She's going to be on the show for a while. Until they start
voting people off.
Somebody else is going to take the fall for her because ABC is going to keep her on for a little bit, which kind of ticks me off. You know they have to keep her on for at least another week or two.
Oh, yeah.
So did someone go home last night?
No.
No.
They had all the scores.
And I can't say that I was paying... I didn't study it, but I think the format has changed. I don't think you make phone calls anymore to vote for your favorites. I think it's all online.
Yeah, they didn't have any phone numbers up there.
Nope. Really?
Yeah.
How was Tyra? Was she pretty good as the hostess? Or no?
I'll let you take that one, Lance.
Let me give you...
Kind of low energy, not really into herself.
Oh, God. It was all about Tyra.
Let me give you my whole view of the show. I was not expecting a lot, and it was better than I thought it was going to be. No. I think it was better than I expected it to be.
Just a stark difference from Tom Bergeron.
Very
it's
different.
It's just going to take getting used to, I think.
And the thing is, too, now, you know, when you had Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews, they kind of shared the hosting duties. You know, he would kind of do a little bit, and then she would talk to the contestants and back and forth. Tyra's carrying the whole thing by herself.
And there's no audience.
Yeah.
And they're piping in a studio audience clapping, but I think it feels a little weird because she did seem a little like, I don't know. I think first episode and all that.
No audience to feed off. I think it was difficult on many levels. I'm sure it was difficult for the dancers. You know, the one stark difference I noticed, too, is you would have an ensemble piece. You'd have the celebrity and the pro dancer, and sometimes they'd have four or six other dancers out there. You don't have that this year. It's just those two people at a time.
Yeah.
I do my best dancing not only with backup dancers, but with a crowd as well, so I can imagine. Right?
Tim knows it. He knows about the ensemble.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
All too well.
By the way, the family of Don Lewis, Carol Baskin's missing husband, they paid for ad time. I think just in their area, but they aired a commercial saying, with a phone number saying, send tips regarding Don's disappearance to this number. It was the whole family. Wow. His daughters, his former assistant, the family attorney.
They all think she did it.
Yeah.
That is wild and hilarious. Kind of, I mean, good for them.
Yeah.
For doing that. I know we got to move on. How was Johnny Weir?
Oh, he was great. He was in.
I think he got ripped off.
He did. He totally got ripped off. He was amazing.
Yeah, he had much worse scores than I think he deserved.
Mm. The scores, there wasn't a whole lot of disparity between the amazing dancers and, like, Carol Baskins of the world. Yeah, disappointing. But he was great and super fun.
He was very good.
Let's do a couple little quick notes. You can go online to Y98.com and see Taylor Swift's blanket that she hand-embroidered for Katy Perry's daughter, Daisy. Katy shared that pic yesterday on Instagram. And a lot of people are saying that HBO Max Friends reunion, that special, was supposed to have a host. It was apparently Ellen DeGeneres, but now they're looking for another host.
Really?
Yeah.
So it hasn't been shot yet. They haven't gotten together and done it.
Wow.
No. Yeah, Still has not been shot.
I could see why they're looking for somebody else.
They decided to go in a different direction because, that might be a little distracting. You don't want everyone talking about Ellen as the host leading up to your big Friends reunion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a rumor, but it's a pretty legit one since she's good friends with Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow was actually the one who kind of spilled the beans.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who should they get?
Tom Bergeron.
Gunther. Yeah, right. I heard he's free.
Gunther.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online.
Marcel.
Marcel. More online at Y98.com. More Schmig at 8:40 as well. That's the Schmig. Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. If you've been sitting around saying to yourself, when is Carrie Underwood going to do a sequel to Before He Cheats that's not as violent but still very aggressive, there you go. That's I Hope with Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth. We've had many discussions about this song off the air. We just can't get enough.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
I'm a Puth guy. Everybody knows it. We live in a brand new world. I hate hearing people say that, but it's also so, so true. Just little things that are part of our life. I mean, we all have pockets. We all have masks in our pockets all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy. The sanitizer, all the products, all the things, everything that's going around, or, you know, so many people working from home. Life is different. Here are a few things that people are saying is really, these things have been game changers for them.
Okay.
Anti-fog spray for people with glasses. When you wear a mask, your glasses fog up.
Yes, all the time.
Kev?
Yes, all the time. Oh, that's awesome.
So you just have them fog up.
Spray it on, and it keeps your glasses from fogging up when you wear a mask. There's a brand on Amazon called Fog Gone. It costs $10 a bottle.
Fog Gone?
Oh, that's great.
I am sure something that makes your glasses not fog up is totally non-toxic, right?
Right. What about just spitting in your glasses?
What?
You know when you go swimming and so that the goggles don't fog up, you spit into them?
I've never
Would
done
that
it.
Do the same thing?
You spit into
you spit
them?
Your goggles. I know what you're
like
talking
saliva
about.
Like saliva?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't you ever spit into your goggles?
Uh-uh. That is gross.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, Jen. Yeah.
Try it out.
You spit in them?
Yes. Yeah.
You spit in them? You kind of move it around.
Rub it around.
Rinse it out.
Rinse it out, and it doesn't, your
Kev, give it a try today and report back to us.
I want to watch you spit on your glasses right now.
Spit on my glass?
I'm waiting.
No, don't do it.
All right, next on this list, mask extenders. I just saw these for the first time yesterday. So
Ryan
your ears don't hurt. Because all masks, even the paper ones, they pull down my ears a little bit. So the extenders fit around the back of your head so your mask won't pull your ears all day. You can get a 4-pack on Amazon for $7.
We need to find a local place that sells them.
An electric milk frother.
Hello!
Oh,
what have
the
I been
frother.
Telling you people for a year?
No, this is the first time I've ever heard
it's
this mentioned.
It's a game changer.
Now so you can make fancy coffee without going to Starbucks. They're easy to use and they only cost about $15. Wish someone had told me sooner.
Mine is like 10. It's so great.
Up next, soundproofing strips. They fit around the edge of a door. They're a cheap way to get a little more peace and quiet in your home office. You can do one door for $9.
Or that's a great idea.
broadcast from under a blanket like Tim did for a while.
Which was awesome. The people loved it, and it cost me nothing. Mm-hmm. I have not seen one of these. A mask, a face mask with a clear plastic window so people can see your mouth. You probably don't need it all the time, but they make it a little easier for people to understand you. So they're good for work. You can get them on Etsy for $25.
I can't imagine that those are going to be any less fog-creating, a plastic face mask.
People who are deaf who do not have cochlear implants or use sign language.
Who read lips. Point. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people who read lips need those.
But how can it still be all that visible? Do you know what I mean? Like, I understand the shield that comes down from your head that some people wear instead of a mask sometimes.
I've seen those new masks. They're pretty visible.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to check them out. And finally, a selfie ring light. They're the easiest way to light yourself and look better in video calls. You can get a cheap one for about $25 or spend $35, but make sure that your fiance doesn't leave it on for 9 straight days when you go to Florida, because it won't work anymore.
KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis.
Rain on me, tsunami. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me on Y98. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. I am still without my laptop. It's been, tomorrow will be a week.
Oh my gosh. There's a new survey that came out that said 43% of people said they couldn't make it through an entire day without their phone. But your laptop.
If it was my phone, I'd be running to Chicago.
But your laptop is just as important for work.
Right.
And to be without it for a week.
And my iPad is in the same backpack.
So
I'm having a hard time doing everything off my phone. So yeah, if I didn't have my phone, I mean, that would be much, much worse. But there, you know, when you sit down and like, now I'm working, like you make it through your day work-wise and whatever things you're doing with your phone, and it's fine. It's a quick email, do this, take a look at this thing. But when it's like time to work, like writing, you know, I need my computer for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, research. Okay. So when Emma went up to Chicago, she left like a day or two before you did. All your stuff was in the trunk of her car.
No, just my backpack.
Okay.
On the way back from work that I took her car to work, and on my way back from work, I stopped by the apartment and grabbed a bunch of stuff to move back to the house, right? So then I get to the house, I take the stuff that I moved, but in my head, I just came from the apartment. I forgot that my backpack was even in there. Mm. Next thing I know, she's in Chicago with my backpack.
So you're then, reunited with her in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm like, no big deal. I'll grab it this weekend. And then, because I didn't bring it up there, I forgot to grab it when we left.
So you were it was supposed to be overnight.
I'm told she got a great wedding dress though, so that is a good.
Yeah, right. That's what matters, really. Mm-hmm. So it was overnighted to you, but you didn't get it yesterday.
I don't know. I don't know that it was overnighted. I'm hoping it shows up by tomorrow.
By tomorrow, okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm one day at a time, but no, I'm not doing real well with this, and I owe different people things for different projects, and I can't do them. And I'm like, oh, sorry, my laptop's in Chicago, which totally sounds made up.
Yeah, it does. It's like dog ate your homework.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, you can use my laptop, and you could, but the learning curve on somebody else's, even if it's the same thing, it just is a little tricky. Mm-hmm.
And you have stuff saved to your laptop that you need.
Do I? Yeah. I got a lot of stuff. a lot of two-thirds finished projects on there.
So the question, could you make it through an entire week without your laptop?
Barely. A week, yeah, but barely, yeah. All the masters from True of Falsetto are on that thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it's worth hundreds of dollars alone. If those fell into the wrong hands, can you imagine?
Yeah,
can you
I know.
Imagine if Nick Jonas found that stuff? It'd be...
You'd be a little richer. Jealous, yeah, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Nah, I get it.
Dang. All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Homestore. This is home 82, the high today. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, but then we're going to be in the 70s for like a solid week. Starting on Thursday, 78. Then Friday and Saturday, 73 for the high. Saturday's low down to 49. Yeah, I think it's time to turn off the air conditioner and just ride this out. See how long we can go before turning the heat on. The game is on. Lance Hildebrand, how's traffic?
We're slow in North County on 270.
List missed connections.
Hello, St. Louis.
Ba-dow.
I always like a red is written to start us off. This one's chock full of typos. Here we go. I loves meeting new people. Hi there, guys. I like to go out with my friends, get together, and have a good time. My friends tell myself that I'm a pretty interesting person to become around. I just like to have fun and make folks lots of smile.
Me too.
This is like...
Get in there, St. Louis. Get in there.
This is some Russian bot that's going to steal your bank account information.
I also like to talk to you about voting.
That was not mentioned at all. Huh?
That's the second date.
Oh, okay.
Missed connections.
Need a friend? Are there any loners or someone that has trouble finding an activities partner? I have some time open to be a friend slash activities partner, non-sexual, strictly all caps platonic. Email for details. Info about me, I'm a 30-year-old female. I own my own place and car. I do work full-time, 5'6". Doesn't matter if you're male, female, or non-binary, I'll be open to being your friend.
Aw, it's kind of sad.
Nothing wrong with another friend.
No, I know. I've never posted anything anywhere about anything.
I don't know if they make folks lots of smile, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Maybe they just want like a something to do, you know, like an activity, something new.
Yeah, I got that from the ad as well, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Hey, you know, this I wasn't this unclear.
This pandemic has been tough on people.
Kev's interested. Why don't you send her info his way?
You just picked a pickleball. This could be a possible, you know, teammate.
Oh, man. Kevin's like, I get to work at 2 in the morning. I'm free in the afternoon.
Right.
Missed connections. Anyone looking to chat? I'm not trying to change your situation and don't want to change mine unless you're worth it.
Oh, geez.
Wow. But I'm just looking for some fun chat with a like-minded female. Good mornings, good nights, and hopefully get to know one another. I will not send a pic of myself until you do, though.
People love chats. Everybody's looking for chat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's so great about chat?
Well, you don't have to have interpersonal contact. You don't run the risk of, you know, it's way more than 6 feet apart. Why not?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, and then if they like the chat, then it progresses further. I guess during coronavirus, if you're into that sort of thing, that's where it starts. You can't just like randomly... You can't just randomly cheat on your partner. You know, you have to start with the chat now.
That's right. Jen Meyer's not an advocate of rando cheating.
Yeah, sorry.
Misconnections. We met a while back at 21 Rock, and I bought you several shots of Fireball. You were a great guy in your 20s with black hair, and we took the party back to my place. Would like to do it again, but can't remember your name. Too much Fireball.
Craigslist missed connection.
We've all been there.
You're listening.
Y98 with 21 Pilots on The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. A beautiful start to your day. Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. 82 the high today, 61 now downtown.
All right, I can't keep this story in any longer, even though I should, because it's not complete. It's about asking my best man. There's going to be two.
Tim, I think I'm busy that day, but thanks.
Sorry. Well, one, I haven't been able to get on the phone yet, so we just got to hope. So if you know, just don't talk to my family is the point. Okay.
So you have two brothers, so I'm assuming both your brothers are going to be your best men.
I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't gotten that phone call yet.
Okay.
But yes. So I asked one brother, and here's what happened. Now, first I have to go back a few years to when my brother-in-law and my sister got married. Okay, so basically when my brother-in-law asked us, my sister's brothers, to be in the wedding, he sent everyone involved these golf balls that he had inscribed, and they were to say, groomsman, or will you be in the wedding, something like that, right? Cool. The problem is, the company messed up, and they were just blank, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to go back even further. When my brother-in-law was going to ask my sister to marry him, they hadn't been dating very long, and they were young, and so my brother-in-law called myself and my two other brothers. He called the three of us, and we all were not super enthusiastic, if I'm being honest. We were all like, you know, maybe you guys should wait. You know, we just weren't very enthusiastic. So then fast forward, he sends these golf balls asking us to be in the wedding, and the golf balls say nothing on them. But they all thought that they did. So my brother-in-law,
so they were shipped right
sister,
to you.
Yes, my brother-in-law, my sister, because we were in New York at the time. My brother and I lived together in Brooklyn. And
so you just got blank golf balls and didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, so my sister, brother-in-law, my mom, and the people that were in the know thought we were being jerks and just not acknowledging.
So great.
Not acknowledging these golf balls. Meanwhile, one day some blank golf balls showed up at our place and just no one really even thought of it, right? They didn't say anything. We were just like, that's weird that we got, it must be some sample. It was like somebody who was like, these new, like, you know, try them out in case you like them. Or we didn't think anything of it until finally someone's like, hey, did you get those golf balls? We're like, yeah, why'd you send us golf balls? And they're like, read them. They said nothing. Anyway.
Titleist?
Yeah, what's that?
So that story stuck with me. I always thought it was funny. So when it came to asking people to be in my wedding, I got some blank golf balls. So whatever it was last weekend, I take my brother aside, and I had this wrapped gift for him, handed it over. He opened it up in front of me, took out the golf balls. And apparently that story didn't have as large of an impact on him as it had on me, because he had no idea what was going on.
Just blank stare.
He just looks at me and he knows I'm like up to something. So then I have this look on my face as if to say, well, you know, like
anticipatory look.
Yeah.
Well, almost funny where I'm mocking what had happened however long ago, saying like, what do you say when it's not even on there, thinking I'm going to just play into the bit. He has no idea. He knows I'm up to something. And he's like, give me a second. And he's like thinking. Again, story didn't have the impact that it did on him. So I'm like, what happened last time you got blank golf balls in the mail? He still has nothing. He's thinking it's the wedding. I will say that this also happened on his birthday, so he's a little bit confused in the Chicago. So he had all these guesses, and then I finally was just like, no, man, I'm asking you to be in the wedding. It's like when Taylor sent us the thing. And he's like, oh. And then he's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. It's going to be so great. And I was just so angry that he didn't get my joke. I had been telling Emma for weeks. I'm like, so back when Taylor asked us, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get these blank golf balls. Made her come to the sporting goods store with me and find the blankest of all golf balls that we could buy.
You're like, this is going to be epic.
I thought about taking it back. I'm like, what kind of speech am I going to get from a guy that doesn't even remember a great story?
Oh, I think he has a story now.
So I was all excited to then everybody else also ship them the blank golf balls, and I since have changed my mind, going with a new approach for everybody else. So.
Just asking if they'll be in the wedding?
Right. Yeah, I was crushed.
Oh.
I know. Hmm. That's it, guys. Thanks.
But hey, she said yes to the dress.
Yeah, I'm going to the dress. And her, she's started to ask her bridesmaids, and it's gone very well. Apparently, when you get a card and the gift of a candle, and the card just says, will you be my bridesmaid? And you just hand it right to them directly. not a lot of room for error with that approach.
But too telegraphy for
not
you.
Not everything
right?
has to be clever, Tim. Sometimes you can just ask a sincere question.
No, no, no. Here's what I'm going to do. Oh, and then I'll talk about it on the radio. Everyone's going to...
It's only uphill from here.
Mm. Yep.
Lance Hildebrand, how are the roads?
Well, we got a new crash out in the Lonedale area, Oak Grove Church Road near Mill Hill Road. There's an accident there. Also, we got a stall on Highway 21 near the Old 21 and Shank Road interchange, northbound on 27.
That's Wait by Maroon 5 on Y98. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
So the pandemic has changed everything, and sometimes there's bad news and sometimes there's good news. I have a little bit of both interesting stories. Which one do you want to hear first?
The first one.
Bad news, good news.
Do the bad news first.
Okay, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Half canceled. It's not going to look canceled? The same. Half calf. It's only going to be on TV. I still don't know how they're going to pull this off in New York City. Tim, have you been to the... When you lived in New York City, did you go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No.
That would have required you getting up super early and staking out a spot.
You couldn't pay me to go sit around for that. Not a chance.
So it's going to be TV only. They're not doing their traditional route. They said they'll reduce by 75% the number of parade participants. So they'll be socially distanced. They'll have to wear face coverings. Instead of people holding all the balloons, there will still be balloons. Santa will still be there. There will still be floats. But instead of people holding the balloons with the ropes, they'll have vehicles driving, I guess, to keep everybody protected.
Ooh, that could be fun.
Yeah, right? High school and college marching bands. They have been pushed off to 2021. Instead, they're going to have local groups so that, you know, groups aren't traveling from across the country. Mm-hmm. It is a bummer because what if you're a senior in high school and you've been waiting for this moment?
Maybe they could do something virtually with that. Like they could highlight... You know, all across America, different bands.
Yeah, I would totally tune in for that. A local band in their rehearsal room, just jamming on some moody blues or something. So they're going to have local groups instead, New York groups. Like the Strokes will be.
Oh, yeah. Julian Casablancas is totally going to wake up early and have a sad Thanksgiving song.
So you keep saying only TV, but if there's these balloons, then clearly something is happening in New York City. They're just telling people not to come out, because if you think I'm going to be, I mean, especially New York, I mean, is a tough place to be right now. Things shut down the way, I mean, it's whatever. And there's going to be a Snoopy balloon outside my window, and you think I'm not going to go outside and take a look at this thing?
Yeah. I know. I understand there are barricades and everything, but how do you tell people I don't know how you handle all of that and keep people off the route.
It's weird. I don't know. Just that they're doing it in New York.
It's like there won't be any crowds, but yeah, we're going to have these floats and balloons and everyone's just going to stay away and not crowd around. So I think they just announced it and they're working out plans to try and figure out how to keep people off the route. They said they're not doing the traditional 2.5 mile route, so they might just move it somewhere else.
Not in Manhattan.
Move it upstate or something? Mm. I don't know. Have it in Poughkeepsie?
They haven't figured this out yet?
They should just hold it in New Jersey.
Is this a case of us not reading the whole story?
No.
15 people are going to text in and say, guys, saw it everywhere else. Here's the deal.
No.
Okay.
Normally that's the case, but not this time.
That's the good news.
Y98 is KYKY FM HD1 St. Louis, powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Now, back to today's best music mix.
up and passing it off as fact.
Jen Myers.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's not that I was passing stuff off as fact. Tim just found an article that had a little bit more information about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, basically, it's not happening at one time. They're going to shoot a bunch of performances over 2 days in Herald Square in New York. So it's not a moving parade. It's not even happening at one time. They're going to shoot performances, and then that's what they're going to air that morning. And they're just basically keeping people away by setting up a perimeter over, just like they would when they shoot some other, you know, if they're shooting This Is Us the streets of New York.
Got it.
So that's what we know. So virtual Thanksgiving Day parade. So there will be balloons, but they're just going to like, oh, here's a shot of a balloon. And then, you know, people performing and all that.
But it's weird because they are going to have vehicles moving the balloons around as opposed to the balloon handlers. So they will move a little bit, but not over that 2.5 mile route that they traditionally do.
Yeah.
So that was your not so great news. And there was actual good news, and it was that this theme park in Kentucky is allowing you to rent out the amusement park to just your family. You basically, you get it for 2 hours. It's $5,000. You can run around the amusement park. No lines. Just hop on every ride. Don't have to worry about social distancing. $5,000 is the starting rate for a family of six.
Oh. I was going to ask if there's a limit on how many people it can be. Because if you had a big family and there was no limit, $5,000, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But I guess it's really not super great news because it ends on Saturday. So,
how big is this amusement park?
It's, I don't know. I've never been.
Do you,
it's in
do
Bowling
you know what city
Green.
It's in?
Yeah, Bowling Green. Beach Bend Bowling Amusement Green. Park and Splash Lagoon. Kevin. Ooh,
Kevin.
Come for the amusement park. Stay for the Splash Lagoon. So I'm just a huge disappointment all around. So let's turn it over to our Foodstuffs stellar host.
Just 2 minutes late, it's time for Foodstuffs at 8:07. It just doesn't have the same energy at 8:07 as it does at 8:05. But, you know, sometimes you got to correct the record. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. I'm Tim Convey. Here we go. Basically, just three new products, three new items, three new things I want to tell you about. We're going to do it quick and call it a day. First up, Pepsi has created a new drink. Tim, Pepsi's creating new drinks all the time. Why should I care? This is something new. It is a relaxation drink to help you fall asleep.
Oh.
It's a relaxation drink. Basically, it's non-carbonated water in a can with a little bit of blackberry and lavender and some vitamins. You're seeing all kinds of different sleep aids out there. I just heard about a new one last night. I forget what it was called. I don't know.
Bud Light?
No, it's not Bud Light. Bud Light got in the game a while ago.
Yeah, it sure did.
Interesting that it's not carbonated.
I know.
Why can't you carbonate it?
Because when you're going to sleep,
I don't know.
You don't want those bubbles floating around?
Sounds like it's kind of like a tea almost.
Yeah, I will tell you this. They nailed the name. First of all, you can see the 198.com. They nailed the name and the branding. Like, I look at this and it just, I know what it's going to make my body feel like when I have a taste.
Yeah.
And the name? Driftwell. How good is that? Ooh,
it's so great. Good. The can looks real, real solid marketing plan there, PepsiCo.
Driftwell from Pepsi. No word on Wild Cherry Driftwell, but I hope it comes soon because Wild Cherry Pepsi is something else.
I agree.
Next product to tell you about. Sam Adams and Auntie Anne's are teaming up for Oktoberfest.
Ooh. Beer and pretzels.
Oktoberfest isn't going to look the same. People are like, oh, what about high school sports? What about this? What about Oktoberfest?
It starts in September. So
Oktoberfest, always the first thing to go. Yeah. Not always fair, but they're getting together. Pretzels, beer, you love it. Here's the deal. They want you to just do it at home. $89, it'll get you a kit. The Oktoberfest at home kit. 10 soft pretzels, 4 sets of lederhosen suspenders, and why not? 4 hats, 2 glass steins, 4 special edition beer koozies, a recipe book, and an Oktoberfest playlist.
Man, that's a deal for 80, what did you say, $85?
I agree. I can see the Myers family getting on board for this.
I mean, just for the lederhosen alone.
Do you have lederhosen?
No.
Man, there are pictures in the Convy home of the three Convy boys in lederhosen, and
that was just last week.
It is, yeah.
looking at blank golf balls. It's weird.
Something we did for a more Labor Day weekend.
Your mom dressed you up in lederhosen as a kid.
It is a hot spot in the home for any visitors. It is a destination. There are people who got to go by and pay their respects to the lederhosen picture when they come over.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I have super embarrassing pictures of my kids up, but I need to maybe think about that.
Well, Finn combats that. When you only wear robes, you look cool all the time.
Right.
Hey, Finn, put on this silly hat. It doesn't matter. He's wearing a robe.
I'm saying I need to have some pictures that I can bust out in like 10 years when their friends come around.
Kate Convey's got some clothes she'd be happy to lend you for just such an occasion. If you want to get this Oktoberfest kit, go to where else? GiveThemBeer.com. And finally, our friends at Taco Bell also releasing a new product, and it's about time. They're taking menu items away almost daily, it seems. People are upset, but how about this? Everyone else has a wine. Why not Taco Bell? Taco Bell releasing its first custom wine. It's called Jalapeno Noir.
Okay.
You can fill it up in your backpack from friends. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
I was hoping for a sangria.
They say,
what about a margarita?
Yeah.
Everybody take it easy. It's jalapeno noir.
I think we need Pepsi's marketing team to help Taco Bell out a little
what
bit.
What do you want from
Aren't they owned by the same company?
Maybe.
I think those are all Yum brands. I could be wrong about that. I'll research. Continue. Yeah,
please do. Jalapeno noir from Taco Bell. They say it has notes of wild strawberry, cherry, and beetroot. Anyone else notice something wasn't on that list?
Jalapeno,
oh, not on the list. I think that's. They say it pairs well with their new toasted cheesy chalupa.
Okay.
Which won't hit menus here until November. Right now, this jalapeno noir only available in Canada. So you got to either go up there or hope it does well and it'll come down here.
Yeah, again, thank you. I'm disappointed. I feel like they missed a margarita opportunity.
Yeah.
Lance, any luck with the research?
I know that Pepsi once upon a time owned Taco Bell. I'm not sure if they still do. I think they do, but don't quote me.
Okay. Jalapeno Noir. So those are your three new products. Read about them at Y98.com. Taco Bell's Jalapeno Noir, the Sam Adams and Auntie Anne's collab, and Pepsi's Drift Well to help you fall asleep when Jalapeno Noir doesn't work. Y98.com.
Food stops!
Here's Lance with a look at your roads.
All right. I'm waiting for Tim to call the shots.
Baseball!
All right. Your Y98 St. Louis baseball update is brought to you by ExploreSt.Louis.com. You know, all the doubleheaders in this strike-shortened season have been limited to 7 innings instead of 9 to limit the taxation, especially on bullpens and pitching, and there's no team that needs that rule more than the Cardinals trying to make up all these games. They played 2 yesterday in Milwaukee, and they both went extra innings. Oh, no. Game 1, Brewers win it in 8. That is an extra inning game, 2-1, and the nightcap, the Cardinals won that 3-2 in 9 innings. So the extra innings rule didn't help them out a whole lot as far as working the bullpen. Next up for the Cardinals, Jack Flaherty starts tonight versus Milwaukee. That's a 6:40 first pitch on our sister station, KMOX 1120. Can I hit you with a couple of other baseball notes?
Yes.
I think this season, I've said it before, the San Diego Padres are a lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
They've won 8 in a row. They're closing in on the Dodgers in the National League West. And perhaps the Padres lead the majors in home runs that offend the other team. That happened last night when Trent Grisham hit one out for the Padres. And after he hit it, off of Clayton Kershaw, by the way, he stared into his own dugout for a little longer than the Dodgers would like. So the Dodgers chirped at him as he rounded third. He chirped back at them. He jumped on home plate with both feet.
And the Dodgers are all upset about it. And I got to say this. For years, the Dodgers have taken advantage of the Padres. Dodgers fans, when you could go to games, would go to San Diego en masse. And it was like going to a Dodgers home game in San Diego. So good for the Padres sticking it back to the Dodgers. That's what I say.
Padres are fun. Get on board
they
now.
They are a lot of fun
especially
to watch.
Especially Tatis. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, that's a good team. And this interesting note last night, Major League Commissioner Rob Manfred, the headline is that he was hoping or is hoping for, quote, limited fan capacity at playoff games. What's lost in the story, if you read further down, is he also talked about select bubble cities around the country for playoffs. They are thinking about L.A., San Diego, Houston, and Dallas, apparently, as the bubble cities for Major League playoffs. We'll see.
Warm places. For the most part, I get it. And MLB, did I read something about the A's and the Mariners had played a doubleheader, and obviously the air quality out there is out of control, and that it was not a healthy thing, and a lot of players were upset? I think I just told the story, but you get it. Did I read that in...
Yes, you did.
Lynch just goes, yes.
Yes. Yes, Tim, yes. By the way, too, I'm gonna drive the bus and send us toward football here in a second.
That's what I had up next anyway.
That's good, but I want to transition because we got a nice note from listener Tracy about Tanner Houck. Now, we've before talked about how our own Paul Cook, afternoons here on Y98, his nephew, Jake Berger, 2017 Major League Draft, number one choice of the White Sox, 11th overall. Listener Tracy tweeted at us yesterday because we were talking about Detroit Lions punter Jack Fox. From Ladue Horton Watkins High School. She said, hey, while you're talking about him, what about Tanner Houck? Collinsville High School alum, University of Missouri alum, 2017 Major League Draft, number one pick, Boston Red Sox, 24th overall. Tanner Houck will make his Major League debut tonight in Miami, starting for Boston.
All right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's to Tanner.
That's way to very go, Tanner. Good luck.
Very cool.
Love that.
On to football. NFL Monday Night Football last night. The early game, Pittsburgh winners over the New York Giants, 26-16. The late game, former Mizzou quarterback Drew Locke and the Denver Broncos came up just a little bit short. Tennessee gets a field goal to win it. By the way, interesting stat. Tennessee, the Titans made two field goals in their final 11 games last season. What? That's a terrible stat. Mm. Tennessee beat Denver 16-14 with a field goal. So they're getting a little better with the three-pointers this year, apparently.
I'll take it. Any other NFL?
No.
Then I will allow some NBA. Sorry, NASCAR, we just don't have time.
NBA, all right. Doubleheader tonight, Game 1, Eastern Conference Finals. That's Miami at Boston. And then it's Game 7. Winner moves on. Western Conference Semifinals, Denver versus the LA Clippers. That is an 8 o'clock tip-off tonight.
Love it. In Boston, while we're doing it, shout out to Jason Tatum from St. Louis. He probably doesn't need the notoriety like those other couple of guys do. Tatum's doing all right. But
I bet his phone's blowing up like, hey. Yeah.
You're Tim, on Sports Chatter.
Tim Convey shouted you out.
That's right.
Finally.
Lance, you got any miscellaneous for us?
Two things. NHL Vegas out. Golden Knights lose in overtime last night, 3-2 to Dallas. The Stars win that series and advanced. That was a 4-1 win in that series for Dallas. Tampa Bay could advance tonight. The Lightning can move on if they beat the New York Islanders.
Man, and they've been so good for so long, but just can't get it done in the postseason, so it'll be fun to watch.
What would be the local connection there with the Tampa Bay Lightning, Tim Convey?
Pat Maroon.
There you go. And let's finish with
the
U.S.
He doesn't need it either. Shout out. Hey, guys, Pat Maroon's from St. Louis. Did you know that?
What?
The U.S. Open only days away. Tiger Woods has been working out. And yesterday and today, 65-year-old actor Michael O'Keefe is caddying practice rounds for golfer Danny Balin. Why is that significant?
Danny Noonan!
Noonan.
Yeah!
Danny Noonan from Caddyshack. 40 years after that movie, is actually caddying for Danny Balin, but just during the practice rounds, he'll be doing that again today. Noonan! Caddying at the U.S. Open.
Sports Chatter!
Awesome. Thank you, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment Schmig up in a few minutes right now. See ya together on Y98. It's the Wake Up.
Ooh, together! We can dig it high!
Oh, yeah!
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is celebrating 37 years. You can celebrate with them. Join with 37-cent enrollment. We'll talk about Dancing with the Stars in a little bit. We talked about it a lot in the 640 Schmig, which you can hear on the podcast. But let's talk a little Chris Evans. Oh, yeah. He's not out of the news yet. After he accidentally posted that not safe for work photo on his social media over the weekend, he yesterday said, "Now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd. Nice try, Evans. Everybody's still talking about your naked pic. Paul Rudd. Everybody's talking about this PSA that he had yesterday. Governor Cuomo from New York State posted this video, and he said to check out this PSA from certified young person, Paul Rudd.
Yo, what up, dudes? Paul Rudd here, actor and certified young person. A few days ago, I was talking on the iPhone with my homie, Governor Cuomo, and he's just going off about how us millennials need to wear masks because, get this, apparently a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. No cap. So Cuomo's asked me, he's like, Paul, you gotta help. What are you, like 26? And I didn't correct him. So fam, let's real talk. Masks? They're totally beast. So slide that into your DMs and Twitch it.
It goes on for 2 minutes. It is hilarious. Paul Rudd, by the way, not 26. He is 51. You can see the PSA on our website, y98.com. And also, Princess Bride. They reunited on Sunday. The cast reunited on Zoom for a script reading of the show. Fred Savage didn't show up. So all these conspiracy theories started flying around.
Uh-oh.
Like, he doesn't get along with the cast, or this is actually, they did it to benefit Wisconsin's Democratic Party. So then they're like, he's a Republican. What's going on? Like, all these things. You know, all these fans are like, what's the deal? It was his brother's birthday. Lay off. He's like, sometimes your family has to take precedence.
Boy Meets World guy.
Yeah,
right?
Ben Savage.
Man Meets
World. Hello, pretty lady.
So, Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things took over the role as the grandchild.
Nice. And everyone else? What about, who was the grandfather? Any idea?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because Peter Falk, while he has already had enough time on today's episode.
Columbo premiered on this day.
No longer with us.
Yeah. All right. A little Dancing with the Stars for you. Last night, they held Carole Baskin until the end. Don Lewis, her missing husband, by the way, his family read an ad on ABC right before her segment asking, do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family, and to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE.
That sounds
Thank
like
you.
Paul Rudd, by the way. Also, only half the people in that commercial were apparently mic'd.
Yeah, the last voice sounded like Carole Baskin also, same accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have gotten Lance to VO that thing, no problem.
Right.
Lance, let's hear it.
Oh, come on, man. You can't put a mic in a conference room and expect everybody to sound good.
Oh, they were all together?
No, weird. I mean, it clearly at the end there, I mean, it sounded like the lady had a mic on her and the guy was close, so you get all that room sound.
So Carole Baskin...
It's as simple as a blanket. Tim knows.
Yeah, right.
Yep. You got to have a moving blanket, guys. Come on. If they want to find this guy.
Yeah. Carole Baskin scored 11 out of 30 points last night, Dancing with the Stars. Lowest vote getter of the entire night. And tops, even the people who had the top scores didn't have huge scores. Sky Jackson from Jesse and Bunked on Disney Channel had 21 out of 30. So did Justina Machado, who's on Netflix One Day at a Time. And Yeah, next up, 18 points. So there's a big, yeah, everyone's kind of like hanging out in the middle. As we said, there were some people like Johnny Weir and Nelly. We thought, you know, they didn't score them high enough. I was kind of bothered by the fact that Nelly, what was it? Nelly actually, he got a 16 out of 30. And Ann Heche got an 18 out of 30.
Yeah, there were some, I get the feeling that maybe there were some directions given to kind of clump everybody sort of in the middle to create some tension. But there were some scores. I thought Johnny Weir should have gotten a better score. I thought Nelly should have gotten a better score. He got 2 fives. It's like, yeah. What?
No. I mean, AJ McLean and Ann Heche had the same exact score. Those two
was Heche
didn't
bad?
Compare. Oh,
really?
She wasn't good.
She's okay. So this is my favorite part of Dancing with the Stars last night. She shows up. She's introducing herself. She's like, I've been in a lot of movies, this movie and that movie, but I'm best known for 7 Days and 6 Nights with Harrison Ford. No, I turned to Ryan and I was like, no, she's best known for something else. My kids were like, what? I said, go get ready for bed.
I don't get it.
She's best known for like dating Ellen and then what, she cheated on Ellen, right?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know that?
And didn't she date Steve Martin once for a while?
Both relationships also 7 Days and 6 Nights. Because I don't remember that.
That is Entertainment Schmig. We have more online at y98.com. You can check out the 640 podcast where we take a deep dive into Dancing with the Stars. But Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
You guys are Heishers over here.
Y98, it's celebrity birthday time on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Famous people born today, September 15th. We start off with some royalty. How old is the Duke of Sussex, Prince Harry?
Oh. Meghan Markle's older. Which doesn't really help because I don't know how old she is.
37?
35.
36. 36 is correct.
Could you tell with his face? Oh, is he like smiling?
It is fun.
All right. Your next birthday, this guy's been Venom. He's been Mad Max. He, of course, is Alfie Solomons on Peaky Blinders. And, of course, he's been Blaine.
Wait, on what show?
On Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
Back-to-back Blinders birthdays.
That's right. And, of course, he's been Bane. How old is Tom Hardy?
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
He's a just off-the-charts good actor.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. Amazing.
45.
41.
46.
43.
Okay.
43. All right, your next guy, you saw him in Dead Poets Society, and he's now in the new show on Netflix about outer space.
Josh Charles?
Yes. From The Good Wife, how old is Josh Charles?
I don't think we want that to get out.
I agree.
I was a Robert Sean Leonard girl myself.
I met Josh Charles once, and he was the coolest.
Awesome.
Really?
Most, like, awesome. Charming, like, yeah.
Just good guy.
He was like winking at people.
All right, let's.
You gotta love a good wink.
Yeah, you do. 48.
Poet Society came out. Okay, Lance, go ahead. Hold on, I'm doing math.
I think that's a decent guess. 47.
Okay. How old did you guys say?
48.
47 and 48.
I'm gonna say 50.
49.
Yeah,
all around it.
Right there. Kevin has worked on his poker face.
I'm working on it.
Put a mask on.
All right.
Whenever someone gets close to the birthday, he starts smiling. And
finally,
his head. Yes.
These two people share the same birthday and the same birth year, so they will be the same age. One is writer-director Oliver Stone, who actually directed this person in JFK. How old is Tommy Lee Jones?
Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball. Go get him.
If I'm in a good mood. Outhouse, chicken house, penthouse.
Tommy Lee Jones and Oliver Stone.
They're up there.
Yeah. 74.
74 is correct.
Nailed it. Directed him in what?
JFK.
Oh, yeah. And he was in Natural Born Killers as well, I think.
And Al Gore's roommate, right?
That's right.
Tommy Lee Jones, not
Yes, yes, yes. But he was in Natural Born Killers.
Thanks for the birthdays. Happy birthday of yourself. Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday to my brother-in-law, Justin. Almost Justin. Missed it.
Justin.
He's in Kansas City, so he can't hear this.
He's 72.
He's 40.
Also,
he's 40.
Al Gore's roommate.
Yes.
Second semester.
And in Natural Born Killers. It's the weekend on Y98. Sorry, Jen, your mic wasn't on. Blinding Lights is the name of the song. Because that happens a lot. Jen will start, not a lot, but occasionally Jen will start talking, and then one of us will hop in, and she looks so upset, like we just cut her off.
No, right. I was like, what? I can hear myself.
Yeah, it's tricky. Jen is broadcasting from home, Kevin and I, here in the studio.
You maybe didn't know that until this really awkward exchange.
That's right. You want to do signs you're a bad driver? Should we find out if you guys are bad drivers?
Is one of them going the speed limit? That should not make you a bad driver.
No.
Under the speed limit, Kevin. Under the speed limit.
Excessive speeding. 61% people say that means you are a bad driver, but over 40% of people admitted that they like to drive fast. I don't like to drive fast. I'm not like, ooh. Some people do. Some people that, you know, the sports cars, the whole, like, oh, it feels good driving fast. I don't. I'm just always late for something. I'm being serious. I don't enjoy driving fast. I'd be driving Kevin pace all day if it were up to me. But I always have somewhere to be. Singing along to the radio. Pardon me?
Slow drivers on there, though?
I don't think slow drivers are bad drivers. I mean, maybe excessively slow.
It's dangerous when you're on the highway and you're way slower than everybody else.
I try not to be.
That one time I left the station. We were all going to the same location, right? After we got off the air. And Kevin took off 15 minutes.
Spoiler alert. Us. I still haven't gotten there.
He took off like 15 minutes before we did, and I passed him at Forest Park, which is, you know, just a couple minutes outside the city.
I know. I'm not that strong of a driver. I'll admit it. I'm just not. It was never my strong suit. I had anxiety about it as a kid. I hated the moon ride at Six Flags, trying to drive the moon cars. It freaked me out.
You know I'm the same way.
I feel like if anybody deserves to speed, though, it's you. That's the funniest part, because you have an hour-long commute.
True.
And you drive the speed limit. But, like, if you went 10 miles over the speed limit, you'd get there way faster.
Yeah, my wife's a big fan of the cruise control, and I just am not.
I don't use it often either. If I'm like on a big road trip, you know, knocking out a few hours, then maybe, but very rarely.
You don't use cruise control for your hour drive to work?
No.
What? Okay.
I don't.
Learning a lot.
Kev, I'm sorry, man. When I pulled this up, I just thought it was going to be fun. We'd all kind of take a quiz. Jen is just going after you.
Yeah, I know.
It was not my intention.
I know.
I apologize.
We talked about this beforehand, Tim. Don't play dumb now.
We did not. We definitely did not.
All right, what else is on the list?
Well, I don't want Kevin to feel bullied here.
No.
Singing along to the radio. Do you do that, Kev?
I do.
I do it too. Yeah. 18% say it makes you a bad driver.
Really?
It makes me a better driver.
Yeah.
Get that Counting Crows on, and I'm signaling all my turns. Leaving your high beams on when you don't need them.
No, that I do not do.
I don't do that, but in Emma's car, it's a little tricky. Like, for some reason, they're always on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I gotta play with
it. What is it, 100 feet? Is that it? you're supposed to turn them off?
I don't know.
No idea. She also has windshield wipers that come on automatically, which means every time I go into the parking garage in my apartment, they just come on, and it freaks me out. Talking too much while you drive, either to passengers or on the phone.
Okay.
Kev, you doing that at all?
You know, it's I've got the hand-free now in my vehicle, which is awesome.
Just one hand.
One hand free.
It's called picking up a cell phone and holding it to your ear. Hand free. Not using turn signals. You guys using turn signals all the time?
I do all the
That's
time.
That's a St. Louis thing, not using turn signals.
What?
Nobody uses turn signals on the highway.
I use turn signals. Louis. My wife hates that I call them indicators.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Like their biggest pet peeve.
Where did that come from? Indicators.
It's because you're indicating you are turning.
Why, yeah, but did someone call them that? Why do you refer to them?
I grew up in a small town, Hannibal, Missouri, and they were known as indicators.
Really?
I mean,
it's an old man trapped in a young man's body.
Yeah. Boy. Turn on your indicator to indicate where you're going.
I don't feel guilty about you being bullied in the earlier part of this segment.
Mornings on Y98 are brought to you by Meyer Jensen. Justice is your right.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.